welcome to One Nation Radio. And now, here are your hosts, Rich Latta and James Boyd. And thank you for listening.
One Nation Sports.
Yo, what's good? This is Wale, and this is One Nation Radio. You already know.
Welcome back to One Nation Radio. James, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Still pretty good today.
Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I
keep you? What's going on, Jeremy?
Man, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Steph, man. We listened to this Fetty Wap and Drake, My Way. and we are two-turn. Baby, won't you come my way?
Oh my god, dude, you must stop.
Frank,
you must stop this.
No! No!
That's gonna be on the next mixtape?
Yeah. I'm gonna re-sing everything. Karaoke Jams by Riz Latta.
Open parentheses, may God have mercy on your soul. Close parentheses.
Sitting here with James, co-host of One Nation Radio, and Jeremy from SocialSuplex.com. We are getting ready for the Elimination Chamber, a special event, not really a pay-per-view. What's going on, everybody that listened to the show last week? Numbers look good.
They did?
They did look good.
That's surprising, considering we didn't do anything for like a month.
Right. I was like, man, didn't expect that. But those of y'all that are rocking with us, we appreciate it. Dropped an article recently, two articles actually. I did one about the NXT show for SocialSuplex.com. And 10 things that Stone Cold should ask The Undertaker. Doing very well at the moment. So if you haven't read those, check them out. What's going on with you guys?
Man, just trying to keep up with all this wrestling. You know, I was out last week on a cruise, so I was catching up all this week on Payback and Unstoppable and just catching up on stuff on Raw and NXT and SmackDown. So I'm pretty much all caught up now and getting ready for Elimination Chamber on Sunday. Still thinking about my predictions, what's going to come out there.
Yeah, you probably going to be writing that prediction column, right? It's like Nostradamus level with this man.
On my end, not much really, man. Just actually caught Raw today.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah, today's Thursday. I mean, look, man, there's a lot of NBA basketball going on. I'm not sacrificing NBA basketball for wrestling. I like wrestling, but it still comes behind real sports. Sorry.
Yeah, we got to do that finals podcast sometime in this week, too. Like the preview show, and then after every game.
Say it right now. Warriors in 6 and call it a day.
I'll say Warriors in 5.
All right, there you go. We'll probably get around to doing one anyway, but still. Do you have a prediction on that, Jeremy?
Going Warriors, probably Warriors 5.
Okay.
So we're all in agreement.
So there you go. But, you know, other than that, really just, you know, trying to avoid the radio at all costs, just to avoid these Wiz Khalifa tributes on Paul Walker.
I saw your post about that.
All right. And the sad part is I posted that at like...
Early.
Like 6, 7 in the morning. And then before 12, I had heard it 4 times. Because, like, I woke up and, you know, like, for some reason, 6 a.m., the MTV actually plays music videos. So, yeah, like...
For people just like you.
Bro, I shit you not. Because I was just like, I don't feel like watching ESPN right now. And for some reason, they played that music video 2 times within a 15-minute span. I shit you not.
There's no fucking way.
I shit you not. Like, I guess what I'm guessing is they have it in 1 hour blocks.
Uh-huh.
So like it was like 6:50 when it played the first time, mm-hmm. and then the second time like it was like the second video of the second hour. So
yeah.
I guess that's what happened. But I was like, On the second, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I heard it twice on the radio and I was going to the doctor. So
I know what we playing for segment three.
Dude.
But
I can't deal. Like, just to let people know that my Facebook status was am I a bad person for wishing that Paul Walker was back just so I don't have to ever hear this Wiz Khalifa song again? That's all I said. But I just can't deal with it anymore. Like, it was cool the first, like, five times I heard it. And then after that, like, hearing it five times a day, it just gets stuck. It just stuck in your head. Like, and then the dude that's singing, like, I don't know. Like, that, no way that's his actual voice. No way his singing voice.
Man's on that Rick Astley out there.
It's just, like, he's doing, like, bro, if he made a career out of singing like that, he'd lose his voice before he turns 45. He's one of those guys. He's like, oh, like he's having all—he has nodes on his on his vocal cords and all that kind of stuff.
All right, man. Moving on. Let's get to this wrestling. That's what they came here for.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Wiz was on Raw.
That's true. That's true. WWE Hall of Famer one day, I bet.
Oh yeah, my God!
He's gonna have a match at Mania probably.
Oh, yeah. Dear God. Never know.
Wiz versus Snoop.
Right. Death match or smoke off. They were in Nassau Coliseum, the last WWE show ever at Nassau Coliseum in Long Island. Authority came out with that 20-minute promo.
Was it really 20 minutes? It felt shorter than
that. That's just what it is. That's just what we call it. That's the 20-minute promo.
Okay.
And they basically, they run this whole gimmick about Rollins, you know, says Ambrose acted like a thug to get what he wanted, and, you know, you sold out Chance, and the rest of the normal bullshit.
Yeah.
The Authority made the match last week under duress, and that's not how they operate. And Rollins says they could take away his title shot right now, and he could even fire Ambrose right now. Yeah, you know, that's best for business. Let's get rid of Dean Ambrose.
But instead, let's play a game of keep away, a game of tag for 3 hours. Play a game of that. I'm glad I didn't watch this live. I'm so glad I didn't watch this live. I've been eating. Like, really? This is what y'all doing? This is what y'all came up with? If you can get your hands when this contract is signed before the end of the night, it's like, oh, IG, I wonder if he's going to make it in time. Yeah. With the pay-per-view next, you know, in 6 fucking days.
Yeah.
I know. They ain't got, like, 3 weeks to bill. That's, like, Sunday.
Right. Like, it kind of reminds me of the Goldberg arrest angle, that if Goldberg could get back in time, he'd get his title shot. And then it led to the finger poke of doom. Dude.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the arrest part of the end. Get through this shit.
Basically, yeah. And Ambrose basically says, you know, they got that Justin Bieber chant going. I don't understand
Ambrose
it.
Ambrose loves that Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's because of what Kane, like a month ago, said he was Justin Bieber, and I guess he was like, oh, they got a reaction on that. Let's run it back.
Even though
it makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you know, I read some rumors that they were trying to get Justin Bieber to do something at WrestleMania at some point.
No, he was supposed to be at SummerSlam last year or whatever. That was the original main event. It was John Cena, Big Show, and Justin Bieber versus the Wyatt family. That was supposed to be the main event, right? And
Bieber's then, too small for that, though.
And then, like, basically what the angle was supposed to be, what up, Josh? He told me that the whole crowd would be booing Bieber pretty much, right? And then Cena would A, Bieber after the match, because Bieber would be stunned like he did something after they won, pretty much. Big Show and Cena would win, and, you know, basically Big
same
Show
thing, was, the same thing as if Stone Cold Steve Austin shares beer with you and then stuns you.
Yeah, like, no, yo, he dropped that AA on, you know,
at the end, after they already won, yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone would cheer Cena for beating up Bieber, pretty much. I don't know who thought that would have been a good idea. But
No. I don't want to know who thought that Justin Bieber was going to go for... Like, you know what that sounds like? Remember on Chappelle's Show Season 2, when Chappelle was talking about, like, made the joke about he was hanging out with Snoop, and Snoop was going to have him in his video, and he's like, yeah, so what I'm going to do, Snoop? And he's like, all right, check this out. I'm going to have you fall face first and trip over and fall face first in some doo doo splat, and then I'm gonna step over you in slow mo and annihilate the gators. like, Pell was like, why am I always the one in doo-doo? Why can't I be the one in Gators? Like, I know good and well, Bieber was like, why the fuck would I do this?
Yeah. Exactly. So, Stephanie makes a main event match. Immediately.
Yeah, to open the show. Main event match! To open the show!
After that match was over.
Yeah. Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus Kane and Seth Rollins. Ambrose pins Rollins with a backslide.
Yes!
And, yes! as if it was Survivor Series or some shit. And Michael Cole goes on commentary and says, it was an absolute embarrassment for Seth Rollins to be pinned by Dean Ambrose, who he's fucking wrestling on Sunday.
My question is, okay. Typically, like, the backslide victory over the challenger, the upcoming challenger against the current champion is typically, used when...
It's like Randy Orton.
That, but it's normally, the smaller guy is the guy doing the rolling, or, the backslide.
It's like when Sheamus beat Cesaro with that roll-up
last
year.
Exactly.
That shit was awesome.
I was so you're faster, quicker, and smarter? Then, why would you even need to do that if you can just get the advantage of somebody like that? Whatever. It was a quick little nothing match anyway. They just needed the visual of seeing him, pinning him to get some type of way to get over top after the way they
beat him fucked him up last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Had him lose to Bray fucking Wyatt, who has no match at the pay-per-view.
What they're doing with Bray Wyatt. What was the whole point of him wrestling Ryback at Payback and winning if he's not going to be in the chamber and he's not going to be at this pay-per-view match?
There's rumors that he might replace Rusev. Because
yeah,
Rusev
I saw that
got
today.
Hurt.
Before Rusev got hurt, there was no plan to put in Wyatt in there.
Yeah. I don't know. They gotta do something for Bray Wyatt.
Why didn't they just throw Randy Orton in there? Is Randy Orton off doing something else?
Exactly. I guess they figured that they don't want to do anything with Orton, so they don't need him on TV. Since he has no match, because he's Randy Orton, and motherfuckers won't forget about him. So.
Okay. So. All right. So another part about this is so what's Roman Reigns doing?
Looks like he's probably gonna wrestle Kane.
I feel like it is about to be swerve. Some type of swerve could be on deck.
What, all of a sudden he's a part of the authority?
But then he fucks Ambrose somehow.
Alright, so if he fucks Ambrose, he's part of the authority, you already know what the built-in storyline is going to be. It's going to be
Rollins going to have to turn face.
Rollins going to turn face because they'd rather have him to be the face because he obviously is the real face of the new future of the company and not Rollins. And that's not going to work.
I'm just throwing it out.
It's not going to work because
it's just strange that Reigns is all over this buildup. He's always involved with this shit with Ambrose, and he's just too close to Ambrose right now. He's too close to the stove. Eventually, he's going to touch that bitch.
So next year around this time, it'll finally be Dean Ambrose's turn to join the authority. A year from now, so that's what we're doing.
Bro,
this time of year, right before Money in the Bank, we're turning one of these dudes onto and put them on the authority. That's what we're doing.
Bro,
we're just shuffling the deck.
The authority is the longest running gang since the NWO.
It's ridiculous. I'm so over the authority right now.
My issue with authority is just the fact that all right. You only got one wrestler.
one wrestler.
All of this stable, y'all only got one wrestler. What are we doing here? Get at people. What are you doing?
They had Luke Harper. Bring Luke back. Take the Brothers of Construction to quote...
the Brothers of Construction.
Yeah, to quote Shoemaker, the Brothers of Construction, Eric Harper Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
Because, okay,
and
I can
let
see,
them be Big Show and Kane.
With the Carpenter, the Carpenter jeans, the tank top, and the bandanas, all he's missing the hard hat on him, and then your boy Rowan looks like a custodian.
Yeah, the brothers of construction.
God damn it, he's a jerk for that. He's a jerk for that.
So let them boys join the authority and watch Rollins back. I think that would be interesting. But moving on with Raw. like I said, I don't know. I could be wrong, but him standing that close to Dean Ambrose, it just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. Rusev kills R-Truth, who's also in the Elimination Chamber match for the Intercontinental Championship.
For no reason.
What the fuck has R-Truth done to get a title shot?
How does R-Truth always wind up in these Intercontinental title matches?
Gotta have black guy.
Just, like, lack of better options. That's all it is, lack of better options.
R-Truth beat Wade Barrett on SmackDown, which I had me absolutely dying laughing. I texted James
How
at,
did
like,
he win?
7 in the morning. No idea. Don't care. Like, he still beat Barrett. Like, Barrett's awful.
Okay, so I saw Alvarez had posted something along the lines of, like, on Raw and SmackDown so far this year, Wade Barrett's, like, 4-13. between, like, combined the Raw and SmackDown. Like, King of the Ring, he won that. That's right. Okay, cool.
That's it.
Pay-per-views, like, he's won one or two of those, right? Nah. But when it comes to being on TV, nah. You finna come out here and have a sub-300 record.
Enhanced.
And I'm sure he's eating some losses on main event superstars, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Rusev, in the Intercontinental title picture, I like that for him. I wouldn't be opposed to him winning the title, or Sheamus.
Honestly,
bro, you can send Rusev right on another fucking run as being a killer with the Intercontinental title.
That's the reason I was thinking, like, I mean, you can't give it to Wade Barrett again.
Hell no.
Like, and you can't give it to Dolph Ziggler again either.
Like, the Intercontinental title does nothing for Wade Barrett. Like, the Intercontinental title dies around Wade Barrett's waist.
Seriously.
And then, like, you damn sure can give it R-Truth. Like, so, it's like, alright, so this is like, alright, either Ryback's gonna get his first solo title.
Ryback, Rusev, or Sheamus.
Sheamus is gonna, probably, was he a 2 or 3-time Intercontinental Champion if he does, probably?
Yeah. No, he's never won the Intercontinental title.
Okay, so it was a U.S. title he had
before. Yeah, he won the U.S. title.
Yeah, so, alright, so, I mean, it's one of those three.
Wyatt
if he replaces Rusev, which does screw Ziggler.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd like to see Ryback win it, but I think Rusev might need it a little bit more, because if he doesn't win it, what's he really going to be doing after this?
I'll tell you what he's doing.
Still being involved in the triangle between Ziggler and Lana. Ziggler. Like, he'll have something for 2 more months at least after this. Like, they might even be able to stretch that out to SummerSlam.
They could. Basically, up next, we had the whole arrest segment with, we had the Rusev and Lana exchange on the mic, which was awesome.
The best thing they did on TV.
It was awesome. Rusev, like, he's letting more of his personality out. He's not this, like, stiff that we were led to believe he is. Like, he's actually competent on the mic. And basically, he does the... Rusev was a chauvinist. The male chauvinist thing.
Go through the whole thing. Okay. Like, he was on that baby please.
Yeah. Until he got what he wanted. And then, you know, he showed his...
He was on that... Like, it was like... It was like watching every, like...
Abuser.
No, it was like... obviously, there was obviously just gigantic tones to get Lana over... Just the misogyny and stuff. And at the beginning, it didn't work because, you know, they forgot that, like, a lot of their fans don't like women either. But
they were like, yeah!
It happened at first, and then, like, he went over the top talking about, I own you. And then people were like, oh, we don't know
about
that.
We don't know about that.
Like, you can say some shit, but you can't say the only part.
Own you.
Yes, but at first he was on that, you know, like, just watching, like, you know, your friends getting, like, you know, go through it in relationships or whatever. You see him on that baby please, like, you know, I know you care for me and all this stuff. And then, like, he said, yeah, everything was all good.
So you got to say the three words.
Now I love you, but I was wrong. And you see her face go from a smile to all of a sudden in slow motion. It was like a gif. You see her just turn to stone. I was like, oh, boy. I'd have seen Philly my friends fuck up like this too. I was like, oh no, you would have stepped too far. He was good, and
line stepper.
You stepped over the line into a cliff.
Yep.
Off the cliff.
Yeah, and then she says she's no longer Rusev's victim and she's never going to listen to his caveman crap again, dropped a mic on that man, and then put her mouth on Dolph Ziggler.
Bro, with the picture, mm-hmm. the face that he had, that Rusev had after she went back up the ramp and kissed Ziggler, he looked so sad.
Yeah. Like Rusev looked so man sees his, sad. He sees his future. That it's more than just an angle. He sees his future.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is the best thing ever. Like, I got rid of it, but bro, if I had kept it, I would have like rewatched that two more times. It was just fantastic. Like, it was better than the first one they did last week.
Yeah. Let them come out there and shoot on each other. How about that? And so, why don't you wear some, wear no fucking shoes? Like, that should just be something she throws in at some point.
We had dreams together.
Yeah. Have a house together. Then they do the arrest angle with J&J and cameraman and all that stuff. They arrest Ambrose.
Should they just stop doing arrest angles in WWE?
Okay. I don't have an issue with the arrest angle as long as, like, the arrest angle is done well. They haven't done one well, honestly. Okay, parts of the Brie and Stephanie one was good. Like, the parts, the part was that Triple H,
like, was out there, oh, y'all boys drive, what's that, a hybrid? Like, yeah, y'all like, proud of us? Y'all proud of yourselves?
They just gotta figure out how they're gonna do it right. Like, for example, like, alright, so, I'll wait till the end for that my man issue with why I didn't like the wrestling. It just, like, that just seems so weak. It's like, alright, so, he's, like, Seth Rollins pushes his cameraman, and then, like, into Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose turns around and strikes him. It's like, that's not how we do it in the... Like, all of them will go to jail. Like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, you know, cameraman bumps into with the camera. Well, he can strike him, and he's the only one that goes to jail. That's not how it works.
Yeah. After that, we had King Barrett and Ryback. Barrett hits all his big moves. Ryback stands up. And hits him with the shell shock pretty much and squashes him.
I mean, it was a really good match given that, like, Ryback, I mean, he worked his ribs to death. And he, like, he's going to be through because he couldn't finish a match because of his ribs or whatever. And, like, they turned the crowd around because the crowd was about to tune him out. And then they started getting into it at... After the beginning of it, they actually like sped up and got into stuff to get the crowd back, and they turned it around, and then he came from underneath, and I was like, okay, nice little match for Ryback. You know, it's short and sweet, but
Ryback does him.
Yeah, still over, yep. Even in that dump.
Right,
literal dump. Like they took. I don't know if you know this about NASCAR Coliseum, but like during not recently, people were ripping up the seats out of the motherfucker and taking them with them. So, and you know how they replaced that ticket in those seats? They put a folding chair where that seat was.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, dumb.
That's all Coliseum.
Fucking dumb.
They ain't playing.
Then basically we get Triple H and Stephanie backstage. Ambrose on his way to jail and he won't be able to make it tonight. And the Entourage cast walks up and basically starts joking around with Stephanie and Triple H. They basically talk about Ronda Rousey and then, you know, basically ask about Stephanie's experience with Ronda Rousey. And I thought it was a good little segment. Pissed Stephanie off and a little jab. What'd you guys think of that?
It was fun.
I thought it was good to keep that Ronda Rousey idea kind of out there. Keep her kind of relevant. Keep her name in our minds in case they do get to do something down in the future with her and Stephanie.
They're just like prostituting themselves for her, and she's never coming back.
I'll say this: it was fine, but it was also smart work by them to actually like give them something that actually happened in the movie.
Yeah,
because that was their thing. Like that was just, they were trying to, you know, those four guys. I think the issue was just like for me is like, dude, Entourage like ended so long ago, so. Yeah. Like, that was the issue. It was like, these dudes, and then, like, none of these dudes, other than, like, Jeremy Piven on Avatar, did anything, like, yeah, did anything to springboard success. Like, the dude that's the main character in Entourage, like, he played Anne Hathaway's boyfriend in Devil Wears Prada. Like, I haven't seen him on none of these movies since then. You know, I watch movies a lot. Yeah, you know, I follow that kind of stuff. So, I was like, okay. I mean, you know, Ferreira, he's hanging out with the black people doing these black movies, but, I mean, that's about it.
Adrian Neville versus Stardust. Neville whooped Stardust's ass.
Yeah. Sold the leg, too.
Next.
<Wow. laughs> I think y'all said it last week. Stardust is done.
He's done. It's over. They need to take that boy out of that Kevlar or whatever the fuck he's wearing.
And then they also did the thing with, like, the dude from Arrow that I had never heard of because I don't watch Arrow because it's on CW. I was like, okay, all right, nice. They mentioned him, and he ended up just getting his ass whooped.
They walk up on, the Entourage guys are back in. They're backstage with the Divas, Summer Rae, Layla, Emma, and Alicia Fox. Kind of an odd bunch there. then all of a sudden, Zack Ryder's there, and they ditch the Divas to go talk to Zack Ryder. Why would anybody ever ditch the Divas to go hang out with Zack Ryder?
No clue.
What kind of guys are they? The Divas just took it.
Maybe they're intimidated because they were taller than a lot of them.
That's possibly true.
They were taller. Alicia Fox, Summer Rae are taller than Ferreira and Connolly.
Yeah, they probably had to shoot it from a different angle. I bet you if you watch that shit back.
They were clearly taller than them.
Yeah.
Clearly taller than
them. They had to shoot it from, like, you know, made the boys look big. Shoot from an angle.
Do you feel like that ruined the pop that would happen had he just showed up, like...
You know what ruined the pop? When they first came out, that ruined the
and
pop.
And then it mentioned the Long Island.
Yeah, ruined it.
They should have just had Ryder just come out.
Right.
And, like, we get the point, they talked to him about it, then they should just cut, see his little... speech thing, and then just have Ryder just come out.
Is that the same time? Like, it was out there that it might be Ryder after that?
Well, for me, when I see him, like, with those dudes, I'm thinking, like, well, what, he's talking about, you know, we got a plan for you to surprise something. And, like, what else could he be talking about but Ryder coming out?
I think it was that, like, I think that was, like, that was the lob, but it wasn't blatant. Like, they did it well. When they walked out after, you know, Cena was like, you want some, come get some, and then
them walking out and what they said was no different than what Bret Hart did in Montreal, bringing out
Zayn. Bret Hart.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the same thing, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, if Bret Hart comes out and also you see him backstage with Sami Zayn, and he's like, hey, you know, you can, you know, you're just surprised to do something. And then the same thing is like that pops.
Well, you didn't see Bret Hart with Sami Zayn. Though,
that's so, my point. Yeah. Oh, that's my point. Like if they just show Entourage dudes walk out at like they're about to
fight Cena.
Four niggas only like Lead Black Remix. if they're about to jump Cena.
Yeah.
Right.
And take that U.S. title.
Yeah. And then say, no, we got somebody for you. He's from online and just like me. And people, oh my god, it might be Zack Ryder.
Yep.
Alrighty. Oh my god, it's Zack Ryder.
Lose your minds.
Yeah. Like, I figured that would have worked out better than, you know, we're going to do it twice.
When is J&J Security going to answer the U.S. Open Challenge? That's what I want to know.
Hopefully after Chamber. That would be awesome.
Next Monday night, J&J Security, the Open Challenge. I'm calling it right now.
Okay. So,
they got to do some comedy. It just can't have all good matches. Like, you got to, like, do some different shit with it. You got to do it, like, an angle, how they did with Kevin Owens.
The last 2 weeks haven't been good matches, so what are we saying?
No, like, what I'm saying is, like, originally it was just like, yeah, you know, we're having these near-fall kick-out-of-finisher matches. Mm-hmm. Then they set up, like, they used it as an angle with the Kevin Owens thing. Then they did, like, a tie-in pretty much with the celebrity.
So, like,
next week, do some comedy
shit. So, next week, you just want Heath Slater to come out there and catch day real quick.
No, J&J.
Give Cena a night off.
J&J. You know, well, he's fighting Kevin Owens, so.
All right, so let's say we play this hypothetical out, and J&J somehow wins. Who has the belt?
They both have the belt. The boys defend the belt in handicap matches.
Who's holding the belt?
Oh, Noble's holding the belt. Noble's holding the belt, nigga. Like,
gotta have Mercury hold the belt.
Fuck so that. You get an extended strap and they both wear the belt, bitch. Strap that shit by, around both their little ass.
Oh my god.
So, yeah. You know, so we had the U.S. Open title match. I mean, Sheamus and Ziggler, too. That was cool. Sheamus wins after some Rusev interference. Rusev whoops his ass and says, kiss him now, which Rusev's on fire right now. Too bad he got hurt. Hopefully he's okay. I would have never said that a year ago.
I never would have said that 2 weeks ago. Or 3 weeks ago.
We have the open challenge. Ryder hits all his big moves. He hits goes for a 450. Yes! Which is his fucking mind.
Who knew he had that four iron in his bag?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I've never seen him do it. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, does he have another finisher or some shit? And then he did that shit. And it was like, that reminded me like of when Cena did that Hurricanrana on CM Punk, but obviously
powerbombed himself, basically.
Yeah, kinda, yeah, but Ryder's obviously was better, but it was like the same moment, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
like, bro, you haven't practiced this. You just go willy-nilly just pull this shit out.
Yeah. Like, you ain't never hit that on the crash pad. Like, come on, man. Basically, a quick 4-minute match. I don't see a problem. With that.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it was entertaining. I just, you know, I wish it was long because, you know, I like, that's my favorite segment, my favorite weekly segment, unless they're going to continue stringing out this Lana Russo stuff. But there's only so much stuff you do. I was watching the Lana Russo stuff just thinking, like, wow, she should just kick him in the groin and walk out.
Man.
And roll out. I thought that, like, maybe they're saving that. I don't know.
Then they have Kevin Owens come out of nowhere with new merch. And hit another pop-up powerbomb, step on the belt. I'm really excited for this match.
This match, it's going to be good.
Like, this should be the main event. Like, this...
I mean, yeah, it could be, you know, it could be. But, you know, this... I expect a good pay-per-view anyway, just expect this Eliminate Chamber, you know. It's always going to be people, you know, getting thrown into all types of metal, so.
Right. Tamina Snuka versus Paige. Tamina Snuka is awful.
Awful. That match was weird.
Awful. Another part that was weird, she couldn't even take clotheslines from Paige.
Another part that was weird was like,
why did she win?
For me, it was just like, I was watching, you know how Paige does her, she's on the apron, she brings the opponent, has her way over the middle rope and knees her in the, you know, head. Like, I don't know what they were doing, but, like, she was basically, like, from the angle that she just kept kneeing Tamina in, like, her breast. Repeatedly, I was like...
Well, this is the same person that simulates these headbutts where she makes zero contact doing headbutts.
But we've seen her do the knee thing before, and it wasn't like that. It was weird to see.
Tamina's just tall, maybe? I don't know. Tamina wins?
Yeah.
Yeah, for what reason? She's not in the title match, so...
I don't know.
Gotta make Tamina look strong.
I guess so.
And with that awful Samoan drop, the only thing she got is that super kick, bro. And
the knee. Well, no. Yeah. Also, the knee brace outside the leather pants.
Yeah, they fucking take her off TV, bro. Just.
I mean, they need something for her. Like, I'm thinking at some point, like, at what point,
I got something for her.
At what point next? Like next month, does like Paige also say like, Nikki, you have Brie. Nikki, you have Brie, Naomi, you have Tamina, I'm calling up Charlotte, or whatever. It almost seems like that's something like that is in the works. Like, they even have, like, a six-woman tag match.
That'd be different.
Or a triple threat tag match, yeah, I mean, sorry.
That'd be different. You got any thoughts on that, Jeremy?
I would love to see Charlotte called up and be thrown into this main roster mix, but again, like you said, Tamina is horrible. To steal a phrase from Chris Jericho, she's the drizzling shits.
The drizzling shits.
So, okay, and, so are we going to talk about it?
Hey, man. All
right. So, did you see Nikki and Brie when they came to ringside? You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Go explain it.
Bruh, like, Nikki extension game is going a step too far.
Oh.
Like, it was like, no way that's real. I'm confused.
She doesn't really base her image on authenticity, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it was like, oh, wait, how is your... I just saw you last week. How is your hair a whole foot longer? And like down and like literally like and literally like you could tuck your hair into your jeans standing up. I don't what? When did this happen?
That's like saying
getting hair extensions is they always end up getting pulled out in the matches anyway. So why would you even waste the money doing that?
Well, I mean, she ain't wrestling right now. She was just doing the commentaries, but she didn't take any bumps from what I remember. But it's just like it was weird to see like what I. And why?
That's like you saying you could touch your kneecap standing up. Like,
it's something I noticed. I was like, and it bothered me the whole time. Every time they showed her, it kept bothering me. I don't know why, but I was like, also, the other part that bothered me what made it so obvious was the fact that, like, the tips were, like, highlighted at the end. So, like, she's brown hair, and then, like, four feet of hair, right? And then, like, the last 2 inches at the end of the tips are, like, blondish. I'm like, hold on, dude. It looks like a paintbrush.
New style, bro.
It looks like a paintbrush where you dip the paint in at the end and the tip only have, like, whatever colors on it. Again, it's a black brush. That's what it looked like. That's, like, weird.
Just flick of the wrist.
Okay, whatever. You should probably have this conversation with Sierra.
Yeah. What up, Sierra? But at least she ain't got Tamina's edges.
Or eyebrows.
Yeah. There was a handicap match with the New Day versus 10 motherfuckers.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
I want to say I fell asleep during this match.
Okay. Alright.
So one of you guys take it from here.
Jeremy, your thoughts?
Alright, here's my whole thing about setting this match up. Why would Kane...
Thank you! Yes!
New Day in this match?
Yes! Like, why is heel Kane...
Heels to faces, faces to heels.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then the best part was, never mind this shit. After like four moves, nah, battle royal. Battle royal!
Disqualification.
Throw niggas on the top rope! Throw niggas on the top rope! They don't care. Throw him. Biggie throws that from the top rope. Titus O'Neil. We don't care. Just throw him.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Remember when they ran that 11-on-3 match with the Shield?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what they were trying to do here, but it just ain't worked the same. Shield. Yeah. It ain't worked the same.
Yeah. And that wasn't like their main event where they were trying to actually do something. They were just like, yeah, just throw him out there because they just need all camera time so people remember what these people look like.
Hey,
that's all it was.
You know what they say, the New Day is basically just like the Freebirds, right? Like, Michael Hayes is Xavier Woods, Terry Gordy is like Big E, but Kofi's a lot better than that third guy that they have.
You have to elaborate more for me than just that.
That's just like the rumor. Like, that's how they see them. They're like the new Freebirds. So, just do with that as you may. After that...
There's three of them.
Yeah. They wrestle.
Yeah.
They
all have weird hairdos.
Yeah. At the end, basically we get the authority in the ring. Stephanie talks about how Ambrose struck an employee and Rollins calls Ambrose a criminal and they want to say more about it, but their lawyers have advised them not to, as it's an ongoing investigation. I bet this is like a rib on all those concussion lawsuits. Triple H said despite Ambrose's state of mind, they're still willing to give him a title shot if he just signed the contract. Of course, you know, he says, well, he's not here, so we're going to formally announce, and then Roman Reigns to save the day. He rushes the ring and fights J&J and Rollins, but Kane, you know, chokeslams him and, you know, fucks him up pretty much. And then some bullshit happens.
Stone Cold Dean Ambrose
is back, stealing paddy wagons and and dressed like a New York City cop.
Why is every time he's in New York, he's leaving the building and coming back in some shit that is not his? Every time.
Hey, man.
Like, at least this time it wasn't a hot dog cart. At least, yeah, like, and spraying mustard on people.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened with Randy Orton last time with that?
He just, like, took the mustard in the aisle, right?
No. Apparently, like, off camera or after the... He ate one of the fucking hot dogs out the car.
Fucking Randy Orton.
Yes. I heard that. I was like, yeah, that's what Randy Orton would do. Because I heard stuff about Randy Orton.
Like, oh, you know what? Let me get one of those.
Like, Randy Orton has a match. Like, he's in the middle of a match. Like, I've heard about this happen before. He'll be in the middle of a match. He has gum in his mouth. He'll get the gum out of his mouth. 5 minutes later, it's outside the ring. So 5 minutes later, he'll go back by the spot. He'll pick it up and start chewing on it again. Like, he's,
you know,
he's
blood, sweat.
He's just that dude. Yes. He's just that dude.
Ambrose comes out. Captain Dean Ambrose comes out. They whoop Kane's ass. They whoop Rollins' ass. And Ambrose signs a contract. And we have a match made.
Yeah.
That was already booked. I guess you can't do anything without a contract in WWE.
We're not supposed to know that.
Yeah. These are things we don't have to ask because wrestling isn't real.
Yes! Yes!
Or wrestling isn't wrestling.
Yeah, you would think maybe they would just shut it down before it happened. Maybe you would think there's no way in hell that man's getting out of handcuffs and driving fucking back without all NYPD chasing his man down and hunting him down. My question is this. The impossible white man that is Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose have been black?
That's not what I'm getting at.
Escape the police?
When is Kofi Kingston going to be able to pull that? When?
February 33rd.
Like, you... They put that man in the paddy wagon and all of a sudden he just shows back up in the paddy with the jacket.
Yeah.
And two batons.
And it's like... It just leaves so much for that imagination. Like, oh, so did he whoop the police? Did he whoop the cops? Or did he strike up a deal with them? Did he bribe them? Did he pay them off? Or did they say, hey, fuck it. You know, we were wrong. You know, what was it?
And then say, you know, we're so wrong, we're just going to give you our paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Here you go. Let you drive it without no fucking license to drive it.
Yeah.
Look, man. Honestly, you know what was really going on? Dean Ambrose with the cops. That nigga's McLovin.
On that note, that's going to wrap up the Monday Night Raw segment. We'll be back and we're going to run down the Elimination Chamber card and then talk about Ring of Honor and TNA and this global wrestling war that's broken out. This is One Nation Radio. Welcome back. Look at the flick of the wrist. All I need is the NBA Finals hat.
I woke up feeling like
champagne.
Woo! I woke up feeling like I need a honeycomb.
How many times did you watch that video, James?
Okay, so wait, all the like the okay, just the one particular one, or
yes,
all three videos with
like whatever
two shuffle ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that I watched all them videos combined probably like 30 times a piece, but I probably watched the one with the main one. The J.R. Smith one that everyone was playing on SportsCenter. I probably watched that one like 20 times.
They're playing on SportsCenter? I have watched ESPN. That's hilarious.
Not only did they play on SportsCenter, I found out about it on the 12 o'clock SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. Yeah.
Leg of the wrist.
And I was like, I can't believe that. Really? Okay. Just cooning. Straight up cooning.
When they gonna let the New Day do that? Look at the flick of the wrist.
No. Woo! Well, they actually did it just on Monday.
Did I miss that?
Bro. Okay, so when it turned into a battle royal and all them dudes are jumping on each other, right?
Uh-huh.
Because remember, they all beat up, when it broke out and got crazy, they all beat up the three members and threw them out of New Day. They all threw them out first. And they basically recovered and got back in the ring. And Kofi and Xavier lifted up Big E, and Big E started whipping the big pot while he was on their shoulders.
Oh my God.
And then. and
I miss this.
And they referred to it as stirring it up.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah. Stirring it up.
So then from there, next thing you know, like, all of a sudden, springboard dropkick to Big E from Kid. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they basically got on, they turned it over and got on top.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Stirring up.
Stirring it up. Okay, we're going to run through the card. There's 6 matches confirmed on the card. You know, 2 chamber matches. We'll go ahead and start with the Intercontinental Championship. We have Sheamus versus Ryback versus R-Truth.
Versus?
King Barrett.
Versus?
Bray Wyatt has officially been named as a replacement for Rusev.
Versus?
Dolph Ziggler.
Is that 6 or 5?
That's 6.
Okay. Versus? I'm sorry.
It's a shame we're even having this match. Daniel Bryan is no longer with us.
Oh, here you go with this pity party shit. Come on, man. Let it go.
It just makes it hard, man. I went back and watched the other day, bro.
If you say WrestleMania 30, I don't know.
I watched some of WrestleMania 30.
This fucking guy.
I watched some of WrestleMania 30. Then I watched a match with him and Hideo Itami from 2008 and Noah. I don't know why I did that. And then I texted you. Hideo Itami came out to What You Know About That, and I was fucking screaming.
He did?
In Japan. Yes, it was in Japan, and he came out to What You Know About That, the instrumental.
Okay, the instrumental. I'm going to say, like, I don't know if he actually, like, really? All right. Okay. Yeah, man, I just let it go, man. You keep bringing up the past.
Damn, Brian's gonna be on Miz TV to promote his new DVD that's coming out, and he has a new book coming out.
Yep.
I mean, he got
a coach on Tough Enough.
He has to cash in before it's over for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta. Bro, this hurts, bro.
Right, and you'll be blown to be Commissioner Brian and like.
I'm gonna be real hurt. I'm just gonna be depressed. I'm
Commissioner
like, damn.
Brian.
Commissioner Brian, and then they turn him heel.
That would be hilarious.
And his gimmick is how they're telling guys they're never going to be good enough to be in the main event.
That would be fantastic. Like, what?
it'd be like you're injury prone. You're too short.
B-plus player.
You're a B-plus guy.
No, if you did it specifically to all the NXT guys that move up, that'd be hilarious.
Like you're not good enough.
And also, he looks Neville in the face.
Yeah,
he looks Neville in the face. He's like, nah, man, you're just too short. You can't cut it here. he starts bringing out old shit. He walks up on
I don't know how you ever, like...
He walks up on Sami Zayn and, like, you can't cut the mustard.
You ain't me.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go ahead and take Sheamus in this match. Ever since he's come back, he's done very good work as a heel. Good matches, good gimmick, good commentary. And he has heat, which is kind of rare. And we don't look at him as a bitch.
I'm going to say Rusev.
He's not in the match.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rusev's replacement.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, same difference. Whatever.
Same guy.
Whatever.
Jeremy, you got anything on that one?
I think I'm going to go... also with Wyatt on this one, just because I feel like since we're not really doing anything with him, this could probably be something good for him to get maybe do something.
Okay. Besides that, it's going to be real hard hitting in there. There's only one smaller guy in that match.
So, let's do this.
We want to pick the order?
Who do you just want to win?
If it was personally, I want Ryback to win.
What do you say, Jeremy?
I said I want Ryback to win.
Now that Rusev hurt, like I would say Ziggler until Rusev got hurt. But I guess I'd say Sheamus, honestly, who I'd want to see win the most.
Mm-hmm.
To see like what happens when he has a belt now, and then like how would they treat him now as a mid, as a face. I mean, sorry, as a heel,
right?
Like a bigger heel, like in the company as far as like he's moving up that ladder,
right? The tag team in Elimination Chamber, which is bound to be a clusterfuck of clusterfucks. We have the New Day against the Lucha Dragons, against Kid and Cesaro, primetime players, the Ascension, and the Los Matadors.
I know who won't be winning.
Yeah, we can cross off the Ascension and Los Matadors.
you can cross off Lucha Dragons, too.
But too early for them. Although, I'd like to see if Kalisto falls from the top of the cage, if he does something ridiculous. I believe those boys are going to try to go out there. And Los Matadors, like they ain't got no chance of hell at winning, but they're going to throw themselves around.
So, quick question. So, Kalisto's a little dude, right?
Yeah.
The bull, right?
Yeah.
Bitch, you know? They about the same height.
That's why I said it. The dude's like, man, little, bruh. Like, little. Get that man some Pedialyte.
Get him in that shoe inserts like Jermaine Dupri.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah, I took it there. let's see. I'll just go with the New Day retaining. You know, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are waiting for whoever wins, but I don't think it's the time to get off the New Day because those boys, they're hot right now.
Okay, which Usos hurt?
Jay.
How long is he out?
Who knows?
Shit. By the time they all came out, they gave them all that super small entrance. They were, they got 5 seconds on the ramp and got to come down. I was like, bruh, they're missing him. They're missing him so bad. Like, this is a two tag team division right now. They need another team. I was like, wow, the Usos could really be needed right here. Who's gonna win? I guess it would have to be the New Day. They're more over than everybody else.
Yeah. Not that that stopped them before.
New Day's got to win it on this one. I don't think it's definitely not time to take the belts off them just yet.
Right. We have the women's triple threat match: Nikki Bella versus Paige versus Naomi. We know who's not winning. They're not letting Naomi within. We're lucky they let her look at the belt. She's had her title shots ruined by her own manager. And she's been absolutely awesome as a heel. Who knew Naomi could talk like this? Who knew Naomi could reinvent her moveset and not do all the high flying stuff but still be effective?
True.
Who knew Naomi could carry the feud? Like, because Bella's true. Just like aren't really, they won't really take Nikki off her leash. She has to be a good guy.
They're like milling it in right now with the Bellas.
So Paige comes back and hops back in this title match, which she, won that battle royal, and things are going. Are y'all ready for Paige to just walk off with this belt and ready for them to make the wrong decision?
I mean, if you want to go by who's the most over wrestler out of all three of them, it's Paige.
I'm going to go with the unpredictable option here. I think Naomi's going to walk out with it.
I think there's a lot of there's a lot of uncertainty to this one. I'll say, jeez, Nikki's gonna have to come off this belt. Like, she ain't doing shit. I'll say Paige, but I won't. Like, if Naomi won this time around, I would not be shocked.
We'll see. They got to show me one.
But I honestly think the one that'd be the most surprising option would be if Nikki retained. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have Neville and Bo Dallas rekindling a feud from NXT. I'm predicting a Neville squash in 3 to 4 minutes.
Why did they put Neville back down to this?
Apparently they didn't want to put him in the chamber because they didn't want him to win the Intercontinental title.
Or do a job.
Yeah.
As long as he wins, I have no problem here. At least he has a match on pay-per-view and not being left off the card. But why not, since it's they're just doing shit on this pay-per-view, why not just give him a guy like Randy Orton and just let it be a showcase, and and really bump this card up. But instead, we have Bo, skinny, fat-ass Dallas.
Well, I think maybe they figure, all right, we have two chambers matches. We have the Cena and Owens match. What more do we really need? Maybe that's what they thought.
Maybe. But this card is very, it's not a bad card at all on paper.
Yeah, on paper, I think it's a good card. But, you know how that means on paper.
Yeah.
We wipe our asses with that.
Right. Yeah, paper. John Cena versus Kevin Owens. It's safe to say, you know, we got Seth Rollins for the Dean and versus Dean Ambrose for the WWE Championship, and John Cena versus Kevin Owens is clearly the more exciting and buzz about match.
Just because it's so like
we've never seen it,
we never would have expected this to happen. Like, wait, they're going to actually like use the NXT champion on main TV,
and supposedly this is the beginning of Owens' call up. We'll see if that holds true, but. Cena and Owens, like, it's gonna be phenomenal. We're gonna see kicking out of finishers. We're gonna see Owens pulling shit out. Hopefully we get him off the top rope. He can fully do one of those Jeff Hardy swantons and look athletic doing it. Kevin Owens is a freak of nature. Like, he shouldn't be able to move like that at his size.
I love that he starts out all of his matches by going out of the ring.
Yes, he's such like, a oh
walking
God.
Around.
That's so funny. Rest, Owens, rest. One thing that Owens, like, they're starting to chant at him, they're chanting, what a father, like, you know,
dude,
it's
they,
basically
when
his whole gimmick
chant,
is I'm doing everything to provide for my family,
yes, and I'm doing all this, you know, what a father, like, you know, him whooping people's ass, what a father, you know, whooping Sami Zayn's ass. Yeah, we gotta talk about TakeOver a little bit, too, after this.
We really only have, like, two things to talk about.
Yeah. It's not for the United States Championship, I'm hearing. So, that leaves them...
This is an exhibition?
It's just pretty much an exhibition match.
I mean, I would enjoy to see John Cena be NXT Champion, and he has to go to Full Sail.
Yeah,
that'd
look.
Be funny.
Look, I go down there. Look, I made the drive to Orlando.
I wouldn't, but I think it'd be funny. Be like, yeah, you know, tune in to WWE Network this Wednesday to see
John Cena!
John Cena.
Wrestle all the young niggas and beat them.
Bro, it'd be so funny watching John Cena come out here and he has to be like, yeah, I have to wrestle four times for this taping. Like, I'm out here.
I barely work SmackDown. Like,
yeah.
This is bullshit.
You might be late to catch me once a month at SmackDown. I'm out here about to slum it at Full Sail.
Yeah. We had, I'm going to take Kevin Owens in an absolute shocker. I don't have, like, you know, Cena can lose and, you know, come back. Not that they ever let him, you know, do that Randy Orton. Just lose and come back. But I'm going to go ahead and shock the world. Take Kevin Owens.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right.
I want to hear what you think.
For some reason, I feel like there's going to be some kind of screw job finish here. I don't know if it's Owens cheating or somebody coming out to screw Cena or something like that. I think if Owens wins, he's not going to win clean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like, John Cena ain't losing clean to nobody unless they're Brock Lesnar. I'd probably say Kevin Owens and, like, how about we, you know, add him to the Authority since they need more wrestlers. If you're going to keep
Owens
this thing going, we need more wrestlers.
And then they have that underlying tension with him and Rollins, because Rollins was saying on Raw, like, you know, oh, I know that guy, or whatever, but I'm the future, you know. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. So they could run that, you know, thing, seeing as how basically Rollins was the NXT champion, now Owens is the NXT champion, and, you know, they believe in Kevin Owens.
Whose decision was it to give him those
the
like,
long pants?
No, those like...
Them leggings?
No. Like, those and-one basketball shorts is new gear. Who decided that? Who's responsible for that?
Oh, man. They got to brand them somehow. They got to sell that merch. Like, bro, think about it. The average wrestling fan, they say, the average IWC fan looks like Kevin Owens. So, they let Kevin Owens dress like that. They can sell them shorts. They can sell that tank top. and fat guy, overweight, neck beards everywhere can feel like they're Kevin Owens too. Like, they can whoop John Cena's ass.
The thing that kills me about it, I don't, for listeners,
look, you think you can run up on Cena?
I don't suggest you try that.
Cena bench press 440 out here.
For me, I just, like, the thing that for me is just like, okay, so, we want to, it's like, there's no, okay, the differences in what he's wearing now and what he wore before is so minimal that it's like, why, I mean, a new shirt, fine. But what's the point of changing the pants? Like, really?
I think it's kind of just like the Neville thing, like how they changed him to those purple ones. Like, it's just different for the main roster, like, give him a different look. But he should have debuted in that, you know. But no, that KO shirt is a hot seller, too, so.
What I'm saying is, all right, Fight Owens fight, they did, that's the new shirt, as far as I'm concerned. Like, that's fine. Right. Like, that doesn't really change the aesthetic of him either. But neither the pants. So, like, why, I mean, unless they're going to sell those pants,
yeah,
I don't get it. Look, maybe they're selling the pants. Hey, if they're selling the
fucking would you put it past Vince McMahon to sell anything? Vince McMahon will sell anything for a quick dollar, you know.
I mean,
trying to turn a profit.
I thought it was weird. It's like, okay, silver? Okay.
Yeah.
Something else to think about. An ending of this match, you think it's possible that we could see Samoa Joe come out there and screw over Owens?
Now, that's a no.
Hell no.
that's a no. Like, from what I can tell, so you know we all read the same insider stuff as posted online. From what I read of his deal, like, there's no mention of that man ever having a chance. He's, like, he's going to be, like, wrestling on Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he's gonna be on ROH.
He's gonna be real, like, Wrestling Honor. They're not gonna put him on the main roster if they're doing that. Hell no.
Yeah, like, he's gonna get that, you know.
Like, you tell me who can sign a deal with WWE to where there's no non compete and he can just show up on different acts.
Like, even Lesnar can't do that. Like, like God himself might be able to swing that deal, but you know. So we all got Kevin Owens. We'll see.
I feel so bad all three of us been Kevin Owens. Like, once y'all both say Kevin Owens, I want to be like, maybe I should say Cena so I don't have to be that guy. Because, bro, like, you know, Cena, that man don't lose too often.
Yeah.
lose too often.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
It'd be a good time. Like, if they want to, they could build this, like, you know, this could be like a 3-month thing. So, we'll see.
But the thing is, like, once you said that it's not for the belt, it's like, it makes so much sense to just, you know, give him that win. It, you know, they can protect Cena all day. People will still be like, all right, well, you know, he got a job or whatever. And then, you know, but I don't know how serious this whole Kevin Owens, like, main roster thing is. Like, he still has the belt. He has to drop it eventually, or is he going to vacate it or what?
Yeah. I think that's part of the suspense behind it. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Remember when they had two belts and made them one?
I got a question.
Just such a good time.
So, does anybody believe, anybody, like, outside of, you know, who's on this podcast, anybody you heard that, like, you would think they would believe that Dean Ambrose can actually win?
Yes, there are a lot of wrestling writers out here writing that bullshit.
What?
Yes. Jeremy, tell him.
Yeah, everybody, man. I've seen a lot of columns and
fucking marks.
Some people talking about Ambrose winning.
Fucking marks. You know what? You know what this is? This is Stone Cold Steve Austin fighting The Undertaker in 1997 after WrestleMania 13. This is Mankind fighting The Undertaker after that. This is Mankind fighting Stone Cold Steve Austin after WrestleMania. This is Daniel Bryan fighting against CM Punk in 2012 when he's, you know, not really ready to win the belt. But it's like a test around all the same time of the year, May. It's like basketball season. Not that many eyes are on the product. You can test things out. That's what this is. This is a showcase match, and Rollins is going to win. If anybody thinks Dean Ambrose is going to win, that's kind of trying to call themselves like wrestling bloggers, you know, media folks. On Twitter talking shit. If you think Dean Ambrose is going to win, I surely like to put some money on it.
But the thing is, like, there's so many balls in the air right now involving, like, Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns having to be the champion for them to, like, finish throughout the year. Because, you know, you kind of have, like, Brock Lesnar just sitting on the shelf. Like, you're not finna go into SummerSlam with Lesnar, Ambrose SummerSlam. That's not going to fucking happen. It makes no sense.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the... Hey, I'm back. Who's champion? Oh, that guy. But I was pissed at Seth Rollins. Never mind that.
Like, I'll fight him then. No, it don't work like that.
Just no. No.
I don't, like, not that I'm saying I would be opposed to Dean Ambrose winning the belt. It would be exciting.
It would be new.
And it would be like, okay, what do we do now?
It's hilarious more than anything. Yeah. It's funny as a thought.
Oh, that nigga's a champion? Like?
Like, you walk around like, wait, the dude that... The dude that may be a vagrant is a champion. You know, that man's a Rolling Stone. That man living on the street, but with the championship belt.
That man living on the street. Wow.
Well, I mean, if Ambrose somehow miraculously did win the belt, Money in the Bank is 2 weeks away. I mean,
someone cash in on that, man.
To Rollins.
Yeah. Look, let Rollins win Money in the Bank again and cash in on somebody.
Oh, my God. And that's another thing. It's like, all right, so, like, Roman Reigns isn't in a match, but, like, he is already in Money in the Bank, which is like, okay, I see what y'all are finna do. Be like, oh, it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar for the belt. Okay.
Roman Reigns coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, Payback's a bitch, motherfucker. Here's his man, run it. Come on, front match. Run it.
Payback's a bitch.
Maybe they don't do that, but like if they do it, it's like we see that coming over the horizon, sir.
Yeah. Like you there's no way they can handle
Reigns. You ain't sneaking that fastball over the plate, bruh. Like we locked and loaded for that.
Like y'all better just try this shit again next year and let that man win the Royal Rumble again. Like
we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
The Royal Rumble is in Orlando. Jeremy, are you planning on going?
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to my wife about it. Royal Rumble in Orlando and going. I mean, it'd be interesting. I know the last five or six Rumbles.
Bro, that's exactly why I'm not going. I'm like, I'm not driving out there and wasting 200 miles or I don't know how many miles is it. Probably like 90 or 100 miles.
It's like 120.
Yeah, round trip. 240 miles from here on my car and my gas. To go watch bullshit and feel like and get kicked in the stomach, I'm straight. I can watch that on the network for $9.99.
Well, you asked me about where I wanted to go. You already know what my answer is. Like, you seen one of Royal Rumble, you seen them all. I'm not going. unless all of a sudden, like, yeah, it's going to be Brock Lesnar. Unless you tell me I get a pay-per-view match, like, a main event match, like the title match from this year.
Yeah.
Like, outside of, like, something like that, I have no interest in going. None.
Yeah.
None.
I just couldn't do it. There's also Monday Night Raw, August 31st, I heard about in Tampa.
Yeah.
Might have to make an appearance.
SummerSlam, right? SmackDown after Rumble, I think, is going to be here.
That too.
I ain't going to no SmackDown, bro.
I went to SmackDown once. Good.
If John Cena don't go to SmackDown, I don't go to SmackDown.
They do main event, and then they usually have a dark...
I know.
Either.
Like I said, if John Cena was going to SmackDowns, I'm not going to SmackDowns.
Cena was on the SmackDown I went to, so I was all right.
You're one of the lucky few.
Yeah.
Look, I wonder.
I think it was Cena and the Usos against the Wyatt family, I want to say.
I wonder if John Cena, I don't know this, but I wonder if he's wrestling all dark matches on SmackDowns for all the kids. He was like, wait, no Cena? That's what I imagine is happening.
You're
like, bro, you buy a WWE ticket and John Cena's not there, bro, you have some pissed off parents.
Yeah.
Man, that happened. We went to the Valentine's Day house show, and there was a lot of people who didn't realize that
that's Cena the other tour.
The house show overseas, and there were a bunch of kids wearing Cena merch.
That was the Roman Reigns Daniel Bryan tour, right?
Boy. Heated.
Man, look, they got Jericho. Shut that shit, kids.
This money, I got Chris Jericho?
Shut that shit, kids.
Boo this man!
The main event was Roman Reigns and Big Show in a street fight. Fight.
Tampa Street Fight.
Oh my god!
Tampa Street Fight.
We want refunds. I mean, look, that's more outrageous than what happened at Royal Rumble this year. That's more outrageous. Hey, wait a second, bro. I spent $125 even to tell me the benefit is some Big Show, bitch.
Bro, and they were charging like regular ticket prices pretty much. There wasn't like nothing, no type of, all right, it's a house show, so we're going to curb prices a little bit. Nah, like if you want ringside, you coming up. Like you coming out your pocket.
I wish I would spend money on a WWE ticket and the main event is a Big Show regular rules match. I wish I would. We finna turn this to a hardcore match. like, we finna turn this to a hardcore match. This is bullshit. Look, me and the rest of Section 108, we finna mob up on you boys. This is ridiculous. How dare you assault me? You know, how dare you? How dare you?
We have, moving on, Rollins or Ambrose, everyone?
On the count of three?
Yep. One, two, three. Rollins, y'all dumb motherfuckers. Alrighty. Ring of Honor and TNA are in some interesting positions on Destination America.
Interesting is what you call it?
Yes. Wednesdays are now the war zone.
Wednesday night wars.
There's NXT, there's Ring of Honor, there's TNA, and Lucha Underground. I don't think they're in season right now, but they were on Wednesdays too.
Oh wait,
they're still going. The finale's in August.
Oh okay.
All right. Saying that, like none of these are majors, like right, like there's nothing that actually really can compete with WWE. I'm obviously it's NXT. Like the thing that's a step below war is called a conflict. So this is the Wednesday night conflict.
Wow. The Wednesday night conflict, yeah. Now, I don't know all the details about these networks and stuff like that. I just find it odd for TNA. Like, TNA's just, like, going through it.
I was, when TNA first came out, I don't know what it was. I was a big TNA mark for a long time, probably when they first came out to, like, 2012. And then from there on, it was just downhill from there, and they're going through losing guys like AJ Styles and Samoa Joe and Jay Lethal and getting kicked off Spike, and it's all kinds of, they're going through it.
So you're a longtime TNA fan from the get-go?
Yeah, I mean, so, kind of like when you guys started fading out that time period where you guys kind of stopped watching WWE. I still watch WWE, but I was watching a lot more TNA. I was watching the weekly pay-per-views. I was watching it when I was on Fox Sports Net and all that stuff. Wow. And I followed TNA for a while until it started going downhill.
Okay, so is it safe to say that you're a big Christian fan?
Yes.
I knew it. I was like, wait a second. Gotcha. I know what to ask you. All right. Okay, that's cool. I like Christian. I like Christian more than most, but I don't like Christian as much as a lot of people either.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, Christian wasn't my favorite guy there. I mean, Kurt Angle's like my second favorite wrestler of all time. So definitely, Kurt Angle's definitely one of the draws for me watching TNA.
Okay, so as a long-time NXT fan, as a long-time TNA fan, are you
more... This is the first time we've ever talked about TNA, by the way.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Are you more... Are you happy that they went back to the six-sided ring?
You know, honestly, to me, the six-sided ring wasn't that big of a deal to me. I mean, six or four, I didn't think it really made that big of a difference, really.
Okay.
I thought it kind of looked a little bit better with the four-sided ring. I don't know.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I didn't watch much TNA. Like, I've probably watched a grand total of maybe, like, 4 hours ever of it. Yeah. Like, it just for me, like, the six-sided ring was always just, like, so weird. It's like, but, you know, they do their thing. Yeah. They've always had talent coming in and out that's worth, you know, that was obviously given, you look at WWE's roster over the year, was, you know, real talent because they post a lot of stuff from them. But The thing that surprised me was, like, finding out that, like, okay, at first, from what I read, it seemed like the story was they're going to get canceled in June, and then, wait, all of a sudden, Ring Honor is going to replace them. Then you find out, wait, no. Not only are they're not going to replace them, they're going to basically, like, tag team the piggyback reigns off of each other.
Yep.
Like, so my question is, if you're...
They grease a new skids pretty much to kick TNA out of there.
If you're a TNA person, like, I don't know, like, how they didn't sign a deal that included, like, yeah, we are the only wrestling, wrestling show for this station. I'm sorry, for this channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Dixie Carter has no idea what she's doing. Plain and simple. I mean, the decisions she's made, you can just tell, like, she has no idea what she's doing. It, like, you think Vince McMahon would let another wrestling company come up on USA?
Hell no.
No. In fact, the reason why I believe no is because of what happened with WWE taking, getting that time slot on the Superstation.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, yeah, I can do that to them. I'll never let another motherfucker do that to me.
Right.
So, as you mentioned with the Dixie Carter thing, and I've seen, you know, memes and of the sort, like, making fun of Dixie Carter over the years. Like, can you just give me, like, a short list of, like, some of the, you know...
The gaffes.
Some of the misdirect... Actually, the gaffes and actually the word that came in my head. Like, yeah, some of the, like, bad decisions that were made over her watch over the years.
Let's see.
Where to begin?
Bringing in Hogan and Bischoff, thinking that was going to boost them up to the WWE level, right, all of a sudden.
And went Monday nights.
Yeah, switching to Monday nights and thinking they were going to compete with Raw. Letting guys like AJ Styles go, Samoa Joe, Jay Lethal, Chris Sabin, Sanjay Dutt go. I mean, just getting involved, trying to be like Vince McMahon, getting involved in storyline, trying to start a rivalry with Bubba Ray Dudley. The constant switching of nights. Constant switching between six-sided ring and the four-sided ring.
Oh my god.
Trying to create a women's tag title division.
Okay.
Creating a legends title. I mean, I can go on and on about this all stuff.
Alright. Jeremy, were you aware of the Ask Dixie hashtag that she put out? Like, she encouraged fans to send her questions.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, apparently someone screenshotted all the ridiculous ones that people sent her. And I haven't read any of these, but I've just, like, kind of grazed over them. So I'm just going to read a couple of these, just the absurd stuff that they have. Okay, I don't know when this was, but any chance you can do us a favor and release Sting so we can have Sting versus Taker at Mania next year? Let's see. Ever have a bug crawl up your butt while you were sleeping?
Wow, it's just regular Twitter stuff.
Why did you hire everyone on the cover of the Death of WCW to run your company?
Wow.
Why is your promotion worse than diarrhea on a hot summer day?
Wow.
How does it feel knowing that your knockouts had to have a second job at Hooters to make ends meet?
Wait, that's wait, what?
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Oh, wait,
yeah. I think it was... It's territorial, I think, or some one of those knockouts did have a second job at Hooters.
Man.
While in TNA.
Wow.
Do you have to injure yourself to get fired? As Dixie. Jesse Sorensen, cool guy, met him backstage at Florida Underground Wrestling. He had suffered a broken neck, and they fired him, or whatever.
Wait, what?
Yes. Somehow out of there.
Okay.
Yeah. Since when does TNA stand for total nonstop agony?
Wow, so... Just been... Wow, alright.
And I mean, just the whole communication, too, of all this TV deals and stuff. I mean, none of the TNA talent knew anything about what was happening with Destination America. all the TNA talent were surprised that Ring of Honor is going to be airing on the same channel as them. I know MVP tweeted out, like, yes. All right, bookers, hit me up.
It's on. Does Jeff Hardy ever light up in your office?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. The whole Sting Jeff Hardy thing from years ago when he was like, he looked like he was clearly high.
Yep. How the hell did we get to the point where Scott Hall and Jake Roberts are healthier than your company?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Nah,
the, reverse battle royal.
Wait, what?
The reverse battle royal. Okay.
Yeah, all the guys are outside the ring, and they have a certain number of guys can get in the ring, and they have to fight to get in the ring.
Yes, and you have to act like you're uncoordinated pretty much to keep the match going. Yeah. How much do you pay your makeup artist to literally paint your entire face on?
Wow, that's really mean.
When will you put a world title on yourself?
Okay, so, like, are they just done? Not in the sense of long term, meaning like a year from now, they want to just like, are they going to be done before Christmas?
Like, if they were running a race, like somebody shot them in the leg twice, in both legs, I feel like it's a matter of time before these boys bleed out. Yeah. Is it really pronounced Bobby Roode?
I feel like they're trying to play it off like they're fine. I mean, the American Wolves just re-signed with them. They're supposed to be doing an international tour in the fall, I believe. So, you know, they're trying to play it off. And, you know, Dixie and a couple of the other creative guys were tweeting, you know, happy that Ring of Honor is going to be on, you know, Welcome to the Neighborhood and all this stuff. So they're trying to play it off, but, I mean, from what it sounds like, and the wrestlers not knowing, and wrestlers not getting paid on time, and all this stuff.
Yeah, isn't Bischoff missing checks?
Speaking of that,
I don't think he's not there anymore.
He's suing.
Yeah, like apparently, like from what I heard last week, like apparently, like he's not there anymore, but he was still getting checks of what he was owed, and like the checks stopped coming.
Yeah. We have one last one. There was a guy who was like, will you let me wrestle on your TV show? You wouldn't have to pay me, so I'd fit right in with everyone else in TNA. Damn. Yeah. Ask Dixie.
Alright, so they don't have pay-per-view anymore yet right now, do they?
I think they do.
Do they have pay-per-view right now still?
No. I think they're going to do a pay-per-view soon. They're trying to do one soon, I think, but they've been on pay-per-view for a while now. They've been doing their pay-per-views, like, they've been doing, like, live special, like a three-hour special sometimes.
Oh, wow. Here's another one. Dixie Carter let Sting and Hulk Hogan headline a pay-per-view in 2011.
Yeah, that was a Bound for Glory, right?
Yes.
That was just, wow. Whew, I thought I had blocked that out of my memory. Going back and watched that pay-per-view, I was like, wow, I can't, like, okay. All right. I never want to see Hogan wrestle again. Never.
Well, I hear he's training for one more.
To come back? Well, yeah. Wrestling at 32.
Why do I always feel like it's always somebody trolling me personally when they say Hogan will come back and wrestle one more time? Like, and I've said this joke to you before, I'm going to say it again. Hogan's hips are made out of glass. The second that atomic leg drop hits that canvas, it's all gonna shatter into a million pieces, and we're never gonna be able to put it back together. You can't put dust back together. It's over for him. Why do y'all want to kill Hulk Hogan?
The finisher would be the sleeper, brother. The sleeper.
And man can give y'all that atomic arm drag. That atomic hip toss.
Atomic punch.
he's going to team up with Curtis Axel and let Axel hit the leg drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pass the leg drop on. Just like Flair passed the figure four to Miz. Pass the leg drop on.
Okay.
I love that.
Y'all saw the... Okay. Y'all... Okay. y'all saw what happened at WrestleMania 31 when it was old guys versus old guys. And you saw, after Hogan told Triple H to suck it, he comes out and you saw X-Pac made him take a front bump into the steel, to the steel post.
Yes.
Bro, I feared for Hulk Hogan's life when that happened. Okay? So why y'all want that man to come out here and try to go?
Hey, man.
Why?
Hulkamania is forever, brother.
Hulkamania is forever, but that doesn't mean that they're in the ring. Like, wrestling. That don't mean he'd be tussling with people no more ever.
Okay, man. Last 5 minutes. We got to talk about NXT TakeOver real quick.
All
right. Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch tore the house down. They stole the show. Best match of the night. It was not the greatest women's wrestling match of all time, so will these motherfuckers stop?
I don't know why people had to, like, had to go to that level immediately. It is weird because, you know, just less than a year ago, we sort of did that. But, like, I don't think anybody, you know, thought that was like, yeah, that's the best match ever. They thought, wow, that was mind-blowing that women can have matches like this because we don't ever get that. Like, for me, that's like watching, I don't know, like, they put on great women's matches. They just do. That's what,
that's like, just, like, of the bunch.
Yeah. I mean, it belongs in that discussion, but I wouldn't say it was any better than the other three that come to mind in particular, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got downvoted to hell on Reddit, too, for saying otherwise.
That's fine.
Yeah. On Square Circle, you know, those ass chins. But I thought it was a really good show, the NXT TakeOver. Jeremy, what did you think about the women's match?
I mean, I thought, like you guys said, it was a great women's match. I mean, when there's a high-profile women's match, they always deliver. Like, I agree with you, it definitely wasn't the best women's match in NXT history, but, I mean, it was a great showing. Becky Lynch definitely, they made a star out of her.
Yeah.
You can tell going into the match, the crowd was more in favor of Sasha, and as the match went on, Becky kind of got some fans on her side, and I think the next time she shows up on NXT TV, she's going to be more over than she was going into that match.
Yeah, she's going to go on a fucking killing streak. Like I wrote at the end of my column, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if at the next show she's walking out with the belt. So, yeah.
And I read today that the next TakeOver, they're planning on main eventing it with the women's title match.
Man, that's big.
Okay, so my question is, at what point does it just become, like, obvious to everyone? Besides, you know, me and Rich and, you know, whoever else listens to this podcast that, like, really gets into women's wrestling for what they've done on NXT. At what point does it become, like, almost like they're just, like, for Sasha Banks and Charlotte to get to the point where they're just like, what am I even doing here? At what point does it reach that?
I would say another year would have to go by for them to be like, okay, I want to start making this real cash. And I want to, you know, if y'all say we changing the game as much as y'all say, how come we can't get a chance on the big level? And then it's going to, that power struggle is going to begin between Vince and, you know, the next generation of the company. Because Vince just doesn't see, you know, women in that light from what we hear. Now, I'm not saying that that could change or that couldn't change, but it's highly unlikely.
And, I mean, James, honestly, I think they're almost already at that point with Charlotte, at least. Like, what's next for her? She's had her women's title run, and I mean, she was in a filler match at the last TakeOver. And it's like, what are we doing with her now in NXT?
Like, she's getting into that little thing with Dana Brooke, but Dana Brooke's not, like, nearly, she's not ready.
She has been wrestling on NXT long.
Yeah, that long. Like, she's not ready for that.
So, like, the reason why I said that was because, like, for me personally, after, not the last one, like, so we went through, it was Charlotte versus Sasha, then the Fatal 4-Way, and then we ended up with what we got last week, right? So that's spanning, like, damn near 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like 6 months ago, after watching Charlotte and Sasha for like the, probably like the third time, I was like, yeah, man, what are they still doing here? That was 6 months ago. What are they still doing here? Keep in mind, like, I got on the, like, I started, like, watching NXT sporadically at times, only because of the women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the women. And then it was like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, yeah, that's, you know, it's cool to watch, you know, TakeOver and see Sami Zayn. Like, I like Sami Zayn. Yeah, like, Neville, yeah, he can wrestle his ass off. Yeah, Finn is cool. Like, yeah, I dig that. But what about these women?
Right.
Like, honestly. And
also, talk about Bailey.
Oh, God.
The, I told my girlfriend, I was like, she's Merch City. Like, she's going to be selling everything. Like, them bright colors, she's going to be selling them little headband things. I think she has wristbands, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
She's going to sell them tassels. Yeah. It's going to be everything. Them shirts. Them, I'm a hugger that hug life. Bro, okay. Like you said, if they fuck up with her,
like, she should be able, like, given all the merch she does and, like, how, like, I don't know how to put it, what word I can put it other than the word adorable. She's adorable. She's a grown she's a grown ass woman, and I think of her as adorable. Like, she makes me think of, like, she's like a 6-year-old girl. I don't know why. Like, she's just adorable. Like, I don't know. Like, when they're mean to her, I'm like, why are they so mean to her? Why are they so mean to baby?
She's everyone's little sister.
Yeah, like, she just, yeah. Like, and then, like, all the colors, and she comes out with, like, the Macho Man tassel things.
Yeah.
Like,
it's funny. Whenever my wife watches NXT and sees a Bayley, she's like, why does everybody want to beat up Bayley?
Yeah. And then, like, the intro music that sounds like some Owl City shit. Like, what's the name of the song? The Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen Have a Good Time song.
Good time, yeah.
It's, like, I'm all in. Like, if she can wrestle, like, I mean, like, if you could have put her, like, how do I say this? That package, like, take the wrestler outside of it. Like, that package with nearly anybody, let's say that's, I mean, obviously you have that personality to get it done, and you know what I'm saying, like, that package, like, just the, okay, we got this, and we're going to put you out here and do this with the colors and all that kind of stuff, and have you be this super nice person, like, you could put that on anybody, and I feel like it could work, like, it should work to a certain degree. Give it as her, and, like, she's a super, like, she's like, oh, gosh, shucks, I'm just lucky to be here, and I'm following my dream thing. It's like, you just want to be like, aw, like, you're so cute, like, not that you're a grown-ass woman, I'm calling you cute, like, as if you're like a six-year-old. I don't know, man.
Yeah, they have one of the strongest women's divisions I've ever seen. I'm, like, totally into Sasha Banks at the moment. Just killing it in the ring, killing it on the mic.
You just want to kill my joke. You just want to talk over. You knew I was going to get a joke. Never mind. Go ahead.
There you go. Killing it in the ring, killing it on the mic, and just looking like a star. I want to say Jeremy and me went to the house show where she was at, and it just looked like when she walked in the room, it was just like, yeah, bro, she's here. Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I just,
flick of the wrist.
And then you see, like, what's going on with the women's division, or the main roster. And, I mean, they have a decent dynamic going on between the big three right now. But, I mean, obviously that's the only storyline they have right now going on.
Yeah. They still got a bunch of shakes just doing nothing.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know if it's because maybe they'd be better off if there was a brand. I mean, they kind of sort of do have a brand, an unspoken brand split right now between the Divas, sort of. Where, like, Natalya and Alicia Fox kind of, like, wrestling on SmackDown right now. But I don't know how they get on TV right now.
Right.
I just don't. And it's like, they're so, Like, Sasha and Charlotte are the two best woman wrestlers in the company right now.
Yep.
And they're just like, yeah, you know.
Whatever.
We'll just put this on the streaming thing, and no one knows it'll, you know, this greatness will never be seen
right.
Unless you just get to it.
Unless you're one of those million motherfuckers with the network.
Like, think about it, like, 5 years from now, we're going to be explaining, like, yeah, bro, like, the best women wrestlers, like, the best women's matches that, like, a lot of people have ever seen are going to be, were never actually, like, on the main roster. They were the minor leagues. Be like, huh? How does that, I don't understand, does not compute.
Yep, but we need to wrap this up. We're 95 minutes in, so this is a mega podcast. if you stuck with us this long, we appreciate it. Make sure you guys check out the columns and the articles from Jeremy, from myself. Follow James on Twitter.
He's just being nice. I don't write like y'all do.
So we're trying to get him there and convince him, you know, to get hop in his writing game, and you know we can take over. You know. Like, you know, run these fake ass suckers off the block, you know, with a flick of the wrist. Jeremy, got anything to add?
Just thanks for having me on. Looking forward to Elimination Chamber. Check out socialsuplex.com. Follow me at Pro Black Guy, and that's about it.
James.
Oh, one last thing is about Bailey. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm done after this.
Got the Bailey colors on over there, too, look like almost.
No. I do not have a rainbow. I do not have a rainbow color guy. I have on a navy shirt. You stop that right now. You stop that. Anyway, in regards to Bailey, one thing I said this search for. I feel bad for her in the future, given the number of sick kids she's going to have to meet to fill out all the thousands and thousands and thousands of Make-A-Wish Foundation requests she's going to have to do. She's going to be everybody's favorite wrestler.
Yep.
That's all I have. I feel sad for her.
Yeah.
I want to give her a hug because it's going to be, you know, I feel like I feel like she's going to get down by doing that so many times.
Yeah. But, yeah, make sure you guys check out One Nation Radio, subscribe. Check out richladderwrestling.com. Check out the articles on whatculture.com. So that's it. Look at her wrist. One Nation Radio.
Later.
Peace.